Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more, so smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I know you'll be all right, even when times get hard. And you feel like you're in the dark. You will see just how beautiful life can be when you soften your heart. You can finally start to live your truthiest life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Truthiest Life. It's your host, Lisa Haim, and this week is a different episode than usual. I'm bringing back on Carolyn Brown, one of my best friends who has been a guest on The Truthiest Life before, but this episode is different because Carolyn and I are in very different phases of life right now, and we live in different states, and we have not had a formal catch-up. And for the last couple of weeks, I've seen her on social media. Of course, I watch her stories and her posts, and there's just something distinctly different about her, the way she talks, the energy that's coming with her, the way that she even looks. And I truly needed to catch up with her as she's nomadic living. She left Boulder. She's traveling the world with her partner. And I really wanted the opportunity to have a live catch up with her and ask a lot of the questions that I have for how did she change her life so drastically to the point that I feel it in everything that she does, says, and even the way that she looks. So by recording this conversation, we really get into it. And Carolyn really inspires us to think about our choices, what we do with our energy. And what I really love, the most inspiring part, is her belief that we are only a few choices away from a different life. And obviously, some of us aren't going to be packing our bags and moving on to a nomadic living situation. But I think that from my point of view, where I sit as a mother living in suburbia, not going anywhere physically or making drastic changes to my life or home structure, I totally agree with this. Sometimes simple choices can drastically change your life from the inside out. And that really comes down to perspective and the dimension that we are living within and the vibration that we are emitting into the world. And what we do changes that. So Anyway, this episode is really fun. We talk about unpopular opinions. We talk about this incredible business that she's co-created with her sister and the impact that they're making on women's health. We talk about Botox. We talk about romantic partnerships and learning how to fight and stay present in them. We talk about psychedelics and how they have impacted her. And the one thing that she recommends everybody does to truly get the most clarity and make change in your life. I hope you love this episode as much as I loved having this conversation with Carolyn. Like I said, it's a lot different than what I usually do. It's raw, it's organic, and it is truly the conversations that I'm having with my best friends, specifically in this episode, my best friend Carolyn. Hope you love it as much as I do. And I'll see you back here next week for our season finale of The Truthiest Life before we go on summer break. Well, this is really exciting. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, the purpose of this is because I really need to catch up with you. And I'm also very inspired by you and proud of you and have a lot of questions that I think our listeners would also benefit to hear the answers from. But selfishly, I really just want to catch up with you since you moved to Lisbon, aka Lisboa.
Lisboa, did you know that? Nobody says that really here. I guess the people who are from here.
I have Carolyn on Find My Friends, and it is a privilege that I do not abuse, but it tells me that she's in Lisboa. And I was like, what is Lisboa? Apparently that's the proper name. What is it?
Yeah, I guess that's the proper name. That's how it would be said in Portuguese. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. We're passing through here. We're really more on a nomadic adventure than we are moving to Lisbon, but it's so magical here. And it's just such a good reminder for me of like, life can look like so many different things.
You posted that on your story in the last 24 hours, like how quickly your life can change. And I was like, damn, that hits, but it also doesn't when you're like in my shoes and have, you know, like more roots here with a baby and the complexities of all of that. But it still felt good because there is truth to it. Even if I'm resisting what you're saying because of very specific logistical reasons, life can look different even if you're physically in the same place.
Totally. It could even be mindset related.
100%.
So I think it doesn't have to look like this massive, you know, exploration of the globe to feel like you really do have some say in what your life looks like. And there's like some real choice points. Like, I really do believe you're just a few choices away from a totally different life, no matter what that life currently looks like. That could be job, that could be relationship, that could be friendships, that could be yoga teacher training. Mm. Like, it really doesn't have to be anything so monumental.
Mm, I love that. Just a few choices away from a different life. And I like that you said the word choice instead of habit, because when people say habit, I feel like lately in the wellness world, it's becoming like a little dogmatic about like habits, habit stacking, efficiency. Mm. And those words just itch me a little bit, but choices hits me differently.
Good. I'm like, I'm glad. And I totally feel you on that. I think it feels like very masculine, like the optimization and the habit stacking and the biohacking. And like, I think what I witnessed for you is just like really re-entering that like feminine sort of like flowy. And I feel that personally also in this stage of life that we're both sort of mirroring each other in very different ways, which is really, really cool that it doesn't have to be so like girl boss. It's more like lay in the forest and like roll around in the leaves.
I'm definitely loving the move away from the girl boss and the hustle. I mean, that word hustle never felt right for me, even as I was growing a business and putting a lot of my love towards it. But I guess that word hustle feels like friction. It doesn't feel like balance. It feels like chase your dreams, period. Whereas, sorry, I feel like I'm stealing this conversation. So let's bring this back to you in 1 second. But actually what I'm doing right now is like letting a couple of my dreams die. And that feels so good.
Wow. Wait, can you tell me more?
Okay. Okay. But then we're going back to you because I want to get on it. I just have had a lot of ideas lately, specifically one, a business idea that I have like tried to let go of and it's come back and I've tried to let go of and it's come back. And every time I let go, it literally like re-enters my brain. And I think this time for real, for now at least, like I just putting closure on the idea is actually very freeing because I see a lot of moms doing it all and like power to them. I look up to them, not because I want to be them, but because like they're in their element. But it's just not me. I'm not good at doing two things at once and finding the balance between the two. And I'm just in my season of like a lot of motherhood, and taking on something new would steal away from like where I need to be physically, mentally, spiritually, energetically. So like just letting that dream die feels really good.
Feels really good. And also it can be a not right now. I don't know if that's the case in your situation, but also many things get to be like a not right now, maybe in the future, maybe at another life stage. Or have you ever read Big Magic, the Elizabeth Gilbert book?
No.
She talks about like kind of idea hopping. I think she's a better, more magical way of saying it. But basically if you don't act on an idea, it's probably going to jump to someone else and they'll get to act on it. That was like her experience personally or professionally with some book ideas. And it's something that I've seen like when oftentimes when there's like a collective idea that happens like opposite sides of the world that multiple people have at the same time. And so I don't know, there's something there too. I'm even actually seeing that with like doing this nomad life, choosing this, we have randomly like a lot of friends choosing to do this too at the same moment. So it's sort of like there's this collective like idea of like, wow, there's different ways to do things.
Okay. So why I wanted to have you on, bringing it back to you and your wisdom and your flow and your energy, is because you just embarked on living nomadically, which you'll explain to us. I also wanted to go back a little bit because even though we had you on the show when you first moved to Boulder and like all the magic that had like kind of just ensued, you just found your partner after years of New York looking for the right person and finding all of the wrongest persons possible. You were just starting to be in like this alchemy of great change with your job, with your partnership, with yourself, really, most importantly. It was kind of cool to capture it then. But now we're out two and a half years, I think, since that initial interview, I believe. I just feel like the last couple months, 6 months, you have really embodied yourself in a different way. And it has come through on social media, which is really cool, not just from like a business point of view, but also you have this incredible business Indigo that I think more people need to know about. And there's a truth telling that you're speaking from without fear. From what I know, like mostly your beliefs haven't changed, but your ability to speak them out into a space where it might not be the quote unquote popular opinion or the trending opinion has gotten louder, and that can be really hard.
Thank you. It's interesting because I feel I'm like more personally private on social media than I ever have been.
Okay.
And also professionally. Now I've been in this field of nutrition for 12, 13 years, which is crazy. But you get more comfortable and more opinionated and more sure too of also what doesn't work and what I don't agree with. And so I think I feel a whole lot more clear and comfortable and like empowered to speak my mind on those things. And also just as it being in business too, and in relationship, and, you know, just like getting used to having difficult conversations and things like that too. Like that's like a real edge for me. And that's something that maybe has even come up a lot in the past, like 2-3 years. That's really like changed me to get more comfortable speaking my mind and speaking the truth.
Well, to get a little bit more granular and specific, you have always helped people lose weight. And I think most people here know that like I see me in like the anti-diet space, and I am, but that doesn't necessarily mean that like I personally, for other people, am anti-weight loss, period. Obviously, I think there's a greater conversation and context to be had there. But when people personally come to me and ask me for a weight loss dietitian, and that is primarily what they are looking for, the only, just about you and maybe one other person, like that's who I send to, because I know, or I feel confident that your version of health and health behaviors is going to be largely positive on them, not just from a weight loss point of view, but from an understanding their own body wisdom point of view as well.
It's so important. Yeah, no, the body wisdom piece, I think, is something that I hope that we do really differently at Indigo. It's something really important to me of, yes, I have external wisdom, Lisa, you have we have all that wisdom, but like to really get someone in touch with their own internal wisdom, in addition to, yes, maybe for someone, I don't know, intermittent fasting could be good hypothetically, or maybe for someone, this supplement could be good. But more than anything, like I always tell every single client, like your inner wisdom, and like, I trust you to make those decisions for yourself. Your inner wisdom trumps anything I could ever say. And so that's what I think also makes it work.
And I think for a couple of years, like as intuitive eating, quote unquote, picked up, like the word weight loss became a word that like people were afraid to use. And I think I felt, yeah. I didn't want to say that, but I think there was like this level of confusion as well as you sorted out like, what is my relationship to this word and the field? But now I feel like you've emerged with a good handle and sense on how you approach this.
Yeah. I mean, I would say for the most part, like we do see some just strictly weight loss, but it's never about the weight, right? Like it's about, you know, eating issues when you were a kid. It's about stress levels. It's about lack of sleep, postpartum hormones, like blah, blah, blah. And also we do a ton of gut testing now. We do Dutch tests. We do GI map. We do, we're looking much more in the functional and integrative way of like, what's going on underneath the hood? Like if someone's coming to us and like, isn't losing weight, like that's actually usually indicative of a much bigger or an issue going on underneath, and nothing's wrong with you. You're not crazy. You're not messed up. Like I really believe our bodies are always trying to come back into balance and they're capable of that. But sometimes they do need a little bit of a nudge.
Okay. But is the goal always weight loss, or that is sometimes just like the signal that something under the hood isn't right?
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Is the goal always weight loss, or that is sometimes just like the signal that something under the hood isn't right?
Yeah, honestly, it's a conversation. It's been a difficult conversation with several clients recently that like, hey, we have to get the health piece right. And then weight comes second to that. And often what we see is like, you get the inside right, you get those pieces right, and the outside does fall into place. Like the weight piece does fall into place when we're focused on the health behaviors, or, you know, the healing of these chronic gut issues or whatever it might be. So like, I'm even moving away from like interest weight loss wise, quite honestly. Like it's
you
just
have
not
for
that
a while. Yeah.
Yeah. I of course I understand that it's important to people and I don't want to dismiss that. And I would rather them do it through me/us. We have another wonderful dietitian on our team. And so I'd rather it be done in a really healthy, mindful way, but it's not like it's not fun for me anymore. It's not that it's just not interesting. I'm like, okay, I want you to feel great because I want you to feel confident in the world and be proud of who you are. So you show up in this world and like be exactly who you are and do the things that you're meant to do here.
And to like feel comfortable in your physical body is, I think, a huge thing that like the online intuitive eating space dismisses. And it's not something that I speak to often because I do occupy a smaller body. Even if I don't feel good in my own personal body at certain moments, it's still a smaller body, you know, in a world that prioritizes that or idealizes that. And for somebody in a bigger body, for whatever reason, you know, it's not just as easy as self-acceptance, especially if there's been a weight change that even if that a certain size that didn't fit societal norms was, you know, was their comfortability, mm-hmm. there is not feeling right in your body, not because of what society says, but from the inside out. Mm-hmm.
We're in different bodies than a lot of times people are who are really struggling with this. And also you know when you don't feel great. And that's enough for me to like help support people making a change. I really, really think like our bodies are giving us so much information all the time and it's up to us to really listen. And then you don't have to want to lose weight. But also if you do, there's nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with that. You're not like inherently a victim to diet culture because you want to change your body.
Mm. Okay. Well, I think it's cool for people to hear you say that because there's that inner battle of a lot of people are fighting themselves of like, I don't want to be a victim to diet culture, but they are still not feeling right in their own bodies and they're stuck. So just having the permission to say, I want to lose weight, you know, I think can just then open the door to, okay, what else is going on in your life? Like that health conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love looking at all the other puzzle pieces in people's lives too. Like, clients for me, it's really like food therapy. It's like, I know their partner's name. I know their dog's name. I know their baby's name. Like I know what's going on because that really informs the full picture. It's not just about the food. In fact, it's rarely about the food at all.
So Indigo is your latest venture these last couple of years. And it's different from just being a dietitian practice, a nutrition practice. What is Indigo?
Oh my God, it's been so wonderful. So Indigo is a wellness group I formed with my sister, who's an acupuncturist, and Sarah is the most amazing doctor of Chinese medicine, but we've also just sort of expanded really organically with more acupuncturists, another dietitian. We have therapists, we have pelvic floor PTs. So it's really like women's health, what we want to, where we would want to go. We have energy healer, we have craniosacral therapy, we have massage therapists. Now it's just like the right people have always come to the table. And so it's one of those things in my life, similar to like this adventure that I'm on right now, where it's just like the green lights, follow the green lights. And so we have two offices now in Connecticut, and then I work with everybody virtually. And so it's just been this beautiful sort of, you know, women helping women, supporting women. And what we do that's different is really collaborative care. So we have a lot of overlap in our clients. A lot of us see the same people. And so we can have really like informed conversations, and I can get, you know, a Chinese medicine perspective on something that's so different from the education we got. Mm. And so that's really, really helpful for someone to just get, feel really like well supported and like they're part of like a, I mean, it's a family business.
Yeah. And I mean, people are, I feel like really waking up to Indigo and what you guys are doing, because it is so uniquely different. It's not even functional medicine. I think the Chinese medicine approach really distinguishes you guys in a way. Yeah. And all the testing that you're doing there. Can you tell us about some of the testing?
Yeah, sure. I mean, to be honest with you, like I don't even like to lead with testing a lot of the time, because I think there's so much, again, like talking to your body's inner wisdom that we can get first, and you don't need these like super fancy expensive tests all the time, but then sometimes we do. And so we're especially really focused on the GI map, which is a gut microbiome test. And it can tell us all about, you know, the good gut bacteria that we want to see there, and also some of the bad guys. So everything from like SIBO, bacterial overgrowth, candida, some like fungi, yeast situations. It can tell us about gut inflammation. It's like super nerdy, but it's like one of my favorite things. Like I love seeing this on my friends because I feel like I know them from the inside out. Mm. And it just makes so much sense, a lot of the information that we're learning. And then we can really support people with a gut healing protocol. And so if you're someone who's like suffering from IBS, like a lot of the things, especially like on Instagram, I'll see these girls posting like their bloat that's like, it's normal after a meal. And I'm like, it is not normal. Like that is not normal to look 6 months pregnant after a dinner or throughout the day. And so that's like one of my biggest pet peeves, that if you are really uncomfortable, if something just like doesn't maybe feel normal, like get that checked out, talk to somebody.
So as one of those people that has posted something similar to that you dislike, years ago, I remember I posted my bloating and said, this is normal. I want to speak / have a conversation about that if you're willing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sentiment that I was trying to share at that point in time, it's nothing I've said recently, simply because a lot of things have changed in my life and I'm listening more than I'm speaking when it comes to food body, blah, blah, blah. But my sentiment here, and the one that I share, is that like the stomach is the size of a fist. And when I would eat any meal, I would look in the mirror and notice stomach distension a lot of the time. And I would call it maybe bloating or stuff. I would think as I got older, more educated, I called it stomach distension. And I was trying to normalize stomach distension after a meal rather than using that body checking moment as, oh my gosh, like my body changed, I need to go on a diet.
Totally. Yeah.
I know that when I used to post things like that, they quote unquote performed really well. Mm-hmm. And when things perform really well, they become trendy topics to talk about. As mm-hmm. things become trendy topics to talk about, the nuance of the conversation gets lost and it becomes right, wrong, and black and white. So I think with like this bloating conversation, these younger girls have lost the nuance
totally
to the conversation.
Absolutely. And I think that there's like stomach distension, totally normal. Extended bloat, where you like actually look very pregnant. Like I have pictures of this from when I had a parasite that I posted mm-hmm. to, where like it is not, you can tell something's wrong.
Right.
And so that's more what I'm looking for
right.
versus like, oh, yes, your stomach should be distended. And I think there is some normalizing that of like, no, you're putting food in your body. If you like weighed that amount of food, it's mm-hmm. like when someone gets on the scale after eating, like, of course, the scale's going to go up and your stomach's going to get distended because mm-hmm. it's doing like the most amazing job of breaking down, processing and absorbing all of these things and keeping you alive and keeping you functioning. Right.
Right.
And so that's really important. And I like appreciate that sort of mentality. And then when there's other sorts, there's a couple of like big time influencers too, that I see that it is like, I'm like, that's not healthy. You have something wrong. And so that's more what I'm referring to of like, I can kind of spot it now of like, that's not stomach distension. That's like lower, you know, that's lower intestinal distension and something you probably have, like you might have a gluten intolerance. I mean, I can't diagnose on Instagram, obviously, but just sometimes that's what goes through my head.
Right. And like, I think one of the reasons I also don't post things like that anymore outside of like what you are necessarily saying is because like the greater conversation of all of that is like still a hyperfixation on the body and body check. And you should be in check with your own body and notice if something is wrong. But I feel like I'm more in touch with my body and its signals, but less in tune to its temporary physical changes, mm-hmm. such as stomach distension or bloating after a meal. And so when you see somebody online doing the bloating is normal, stomach distension is normal, it's like this preaching, the vibe I get, but then like still a preoccupation with it if you are capturing it and sharing this message. So there's a lot of layers to that whole trend, I feel like.
It is. And also, I really believe in like body autonomy and being able to post photos of yourself too.
Yeah.
So also like, who the hell am I to judge anybody? And for the record, I'm not. I'm always just like curious what people are saying about things like that and about certain supplements. And like, I love going on like TikTok and seeing what like what's trending there. It actually informs a lot of what people come in and are asking us about.
Well, actually, one of the things that I feel like as dietitians, we are trained to minimize and write off as nonsense is supplements. And for me, especially in the last year, going through some health related things, like I've become a big supplement person. And like, I'm not in the mood to get into like fights with other dietitians online. So it's not something that I speak about very much. But what are your thoughts on supplementation, especially also coming from like traditional RD? I think a lot of times people in our field call taking vitamins expensive urine because they believe
do. It makes me crazy. I unfollow those ones.
Unfollow those ones.
Yeah, for my own mental well-being. So I'm a food first always, right? Like we're not skipping the basics. So I think that's really important, but supplements do come in second. And the reality is a lot of our the foods that we're eating, a lot of the produce and things like that, like there's real soil depletion happening. So the foods we're eating now aren't quite as nutrient dense as maybe they were 30, 40, 50 years ago. And also more stress than ever, less worse sleep than ever, lots of environmental toxins. So much else is happening that I think supplements can be really, really useful. And we customize everything. I've gone through an extensive like functional and integrative medicine program in order to be able to make recommendations. Dosing really matters, but When I look at like herbs and herbal things for anxiety, for depression, these things are really like, they go hand in hand, or not go hand in hand. They go like right up against things like Prozac, things like specific antidepressants. And there's so much that we can do that's going to have less of a overall impact or long-term side effects on our body. So I love starting with supplements before we're like really looking at medication. It's sort of like a not only can it be preventative, but also it can be really useful for symptom management, for inflammation, for anxiety, depression, gut health, like so many things that we can use some good supplements for. Quality really matters though, and so does brands. So I don't recommend just like buying things off of Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And I would assume also working with a mental health professional so that it can be best discerned what a person needs.
Yes, please. And time and place for medication too. I don't mean to you know, downplay that. I think it's really important. And also there's so many other things that we can do that sometimes can be a really good like halfway step or a step down if we're trying to get off things.
Beautifully said. Okay, so Indigo is soaring and you get to take that portion of the business with you into nomadic life. So first of all, where are you? Where are you going? And how are you operating your business this way?
Yeah, it's been amazing. So I'm in Lisbon right now. I'm heading to this island called Madeira tomorrow and I'll be there for 10 days. And so this chapter right now, where it's really like very open-ended, we've just kind of made some decisions in the past couple of days of like heading back to the States in 2 months. But yeah, we're really going to travel for this little chapter. And then at some point we want to be somewhere for like a month at a time. Like I think packing and unpacking is going to get old really quickly, as much as like it's fun. And it's such a once in a lifetime experience to be in Europe and be able to just like hop on. Oh my God, flights are like $20 from here to Ibiza. Like it's crazy. And it's such a privilege to be able to do something like this. And also I've like worked my ass off and created a business virtually in order to be able to do something like this. And so it feels like in some ways that Colorado step was really like setting myself up to be able to take my business on the road. And so I work with clients right now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, really long days of Zoom calls and stuff. But then that gives me, you know, a 4-day weekend to go play and explore.
Wow. You're like young child, just having so much fun. And it's, I remember a year ago seeing this girl, Ariel Laurie, the Blonde Files. I don't know if you follow her. And she's you know, has her own business too. And she was like, I'm cramming all of my work Monday to Thursday so that I could have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I was like, whoa. Genius. Like, why haven't I thought of that? And it's something I tried to, you know, play around with, but even cooler to cram it into 3 days.
For the summer. You know.
For the summer. Yeah. And obviously, like, your unique situation is unique in being able to do that. But like you also said in the beginning, you're always a few choices away from a different life, whatever that means. Even if that different life might look like more, you know, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking about going back to school for something, like, those couple of choices actually might mean less free time for a couple of years until there is some freedom.
Totally. And you got to figure things out too. Like, this hasn't been, even though this was a pretty like quick turnaround in this making this decision, which was prompted by our landlord being like, hey, I'm moving in to your house. And we were like, oh crap, what are we going to do? And so this kind of just like unfolded in real time as I was talking with my partner, of like, where do we want to be? What do we want to do? What do we want our lives to look like? So it really kind of opened up from that. And so I think like in those moments of sort of transition that's handed to you or that's forced on you, to really sit with like the question of the unknown and like what's possible and how could it look in all these different ways, and give yourself a little space between making decisions too. That's been something, like, space has been, I mean, probably the biggest thing in the past 3 years, both physical space, emotional space, taking personal space, things like that, that has been like profound for me, to not be scared of space or alone time.
And Eva, just thinking about like your living conditions in New York City, right? Where there's like no space in your apartment. There's no space between your apartment and the apartment next door. You walk on the street, there's no space to like space. How literal that is and metaphorical to like your life then in Colorado and what the space cultivated within your soul.
Totally. I mean, it allows for expansiveness in all of the ways and like different types of thought or, you know, different possibilities, really.
You're literally a different person from who you were, but like the same person, because like our I love you, and not, like, I always saw this for you, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've even nervous system wise, like I've completely slowed down. Even I talk fast regardless, but like I've actually really slowed down as well.
Yes, and I remember we were talking once about your like beauty ideals and things like Botox, which are so like normal to a New Yorker, and becoming more comfortable with like your hair growing out and not having Botox when you got to California, or not even. Sorry, let me just check in. Is this something you're comfortable talking about, or should I skip over this?
Yeah, totally. But I also love Botox. So
okay. I'm happy
to throw that in. I mean, not that much, like not very much, but I see that I like definitely am not like outside. I'm not like holier than thou about a lot of those beauty ideals. Awesome. I think that like also time and place and body autonomy, like sometimes I want to have just a little bit, and then sometimes I definitely don't. And I think that like that's been also something that's been so good for me to personally to be outside of New York, LA area and be like, oh, okay, like most people actually don't stick shit in their face. Like, that's actually crazy. Like most people's lips don't look crazy or like look very different. I'm like, is that okay? So I don't know. I'm definitely like in the question of that. I'm in the dance of that. And like, and I don't think there's anything, I don't know. I think that that's kind of, I'm happy to be there. And like, I reserve the right to change my mind too. And so I think just like, yeah, I'm also getting my late 30s. It's real. Shit changes.
I love that. Especially because I think as women, it's really confusing to be in a time, a place where like we are up against beauty ideals, but we are going through the drastic changes at the same time. And we are seeing ourselves more than ever, especially like on social media. Yeah. And I don't know, I just think that it's really a complicated topic. Also one that I haven't spoken about much because like listening, learning that dance, like you said, and not knowing how I want to be of quote unquote influence when talking about these things. And I certainly don't want to like normalize it and influence or say it's the healthy thing to do when it's absolutely not the healthy thing to do. But at the same time, like hiding and lying and not talking about it sends the wrong message too. So it's this thing that I struggle with.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think it's I really respect people who come out and talk about it. And it's something I think in the wellness world is just like super taboo, especially in the nutrition space too. It's like all we're talking about is eating organic fruits and vegetables. And now everybody's on their high horse about not drinking alcohol, which is amazing. Also, I think that that's so important and a great one. And also then everybody's sticking shit, like, you know, injecting their lips. And so I just think it's like, it's interesting. And everybody also is allowed to be dynamic, right? Like, you know, where are we like allowing for selves to like there can be multiple truths at the same time. And so I don't think like, we also don't need to feel guilty about that. Cause it's something that like, I personally, my inner like conversation about it is like, oh, you should definitely not talk about this or definitely not admit that you do this. But the reality is also like, who cares? It's, you know, people are allowed to make their own decisions and to change their minds about things too.
Cool. Okay. I like the way that conversation meandered. Now back to more depthy type things.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So there has been just like this overall vibe change from you, truth telleriness, speaking about things that are nuanced, but on the internet world are very black and white. And I think there are a couple of things that you have experienced and worked with that have connected you to self. So what would you say has been the most shaping experience in the last couple of years?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that come to mind. And like first, probably it was, is being in long-term relationship has been really powerful for me to like, my partner Q is just an amazing person to have uncomfortable conversation. Like this man loves an uncomfortable conversation. And it used to make me literally like lean out. Like I was really, I didn't grow up that way. I, you know, am not comfortable. Like I don't like confrontation. And he's really like taught me that it's safe to have those confronting conversations and that he's not going anywhere. And that like, he wants me to, you know, be fully embodied and have a voice in whatever it is that we're going through. And he's not like afraid of feedback either. So I would say that's been really, really helpful for me. But like in terms of more specific things, there have been two things.
Wait, can we just pause on that just for a second? Because I think that that's huge. And the distinction being like, it's not that a partner changes you, but a partner can be a mirror for your spots that need to be worked on. I just want to like illuminate what you were saying because it's so important. Like finding a partner that makes you feel safe in areas that you typically haven't explored within yourself. Being able, I only because I've experienced this too. Being with Evan, having a sturdy person that is there when shit hits the fan. And we both come from divorced parents. I don't know about you, but like I didn't see healthy conflict resolution, right? Like seeing all that really does for me. Tell me if it's the same. Increase your ability to stay present in uncomfortable moments.
Yeah. And I loved actually, you shared something this past week about how you took space for yourself, like in the car, in like mid fight. And oh my gosh, it hit so much. And something that we've really worked on is like taking literal physical space in fact at times for a couple of weeks if needed in order to just like really see what's what. And like, see, you know, just not like we're in communication and stuff. It's not like a, you know, taking it out of like a fire, you know, a fire alarm going off, but taking like intentional space to just have a beat and to like take some alone time. But like, I loved so much the idea of you being able to do it in real time in like an enclosed space too with Evan. Like
it blew my mind that I could do it too. And it's only, even though it was like my doing, it's because of the container that he has created for us that I never would have been able to have because of that. But to your point, I think it's awesome to defy what many of us were raised on, which is like always make up before bed, hug, kiss, and like close it at the end of the night. When in our generation, I can speak and testify to the fact that sometimes you need both space and time for extended periods of time to emotionally untangle, sort, settle back into your own physical bodies to then make like true choices of wanting to be together.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's so, so, so important. Wandering through here. So yeah, I think that the idea of like actually having space, I mean, that's been profound in our relationship. So I think that perfect timing that he's giving a little walkthrough.
He can't hear me though. Yeah. We've got our headphones in. He can't hear anything I'm saying. Okay. So moving on to the other things besides for a secure partnership, for lack of a better word here.
Yeah. So a couple of other things that have been amazing and it's related to the partnership too, has been psychedelics. And it's something that like I've gotten a lot of questions about on Instagram and been kind of scared to talk about, to be honest with you, because I'm definitely not like a expert on it by any means. But it's something that luckily, thanks to my partnership, I've had an experience to try a couple of times in more of a ceremony space versus like, oh, it's like a night out at a club and we're going to like take some, I don't know, MDMA or something like that. But to do this really more like a ceremonial way, we've worked with shamans and my partner's been through extensive training in that way. And so we've been through a couple of different sound ceremonies with psilocybin that have been, when you talk about like being you with you and sort of like knowing that you have you, that has been my overwhelming feeling in it, of just like not being scared of the mess and being able to sit with myself through that and not being scared of the yucky feelings or the unknown, but just like trusting that like I've got me. And also like sort of more in a more expansive way of like what's possible and the ideas of like thinking of things in a new way or in a new light. Like I think literally what happens is new neural pathways form when you take these medicines. And so that's been really true for me, to see things in a new way or see things that from a new perspective, you know, both in relationship and friendships, in massive appreciation for like my parents and especially for my mom came through the last one I did. And so really feeling in touch with like who I am at my core and sort of getting rid of the other things that maybe aren't as important has been beautiful and huge. And probably what I would say is like, there's kind of like before and after for me with some of these more like ceremonial experiences. And they say set and setting is really important, which is about like mindset and the setting that you're in. And so I think it is, for me, those have been like, it's been really cool to witness.
So I feel like this could be an entire own episode because I have a lot of questions and we're keeping today to a short quickie packed with a lot of different topics, but just to explore a little bit and just like get people's palates wet. Ew, that's a disgusting phrase. ooh, I hated that, but I don't know a better way to say it. Whatever. Psilocybin. Okay. Everybody should know that like I have never done anything like this. I personally have a deep respect for what Carolyn has opened my eyes up to its ability. But like at this moment in time, I really don't have a personal interest. Does not mean I don't think it's great for other people. But because of that, I don't know a lot. People obviously like mushrooms are very hot right now. Is psilocybin a mushroom?
Yes, it's a mushroom. Yeah, it is. And it is considered like magic mushrooms. Like you probably heard about it in college, but I think now in the past couple of years, there's been a ton of research on their like mental health benefits, benefits for eating disorders. Like it's really amazing. I really think that this is going to be a huge part of the future of like mental health things. And also it's not for everybody. And I'm like the hugest proponent of like, I trust you to make the best decision for you. And it's not something if you're not curious about it, don't do it.
I'm not curious, but one of the things that I spoke to my therapist about is that like, I think that for some people who are more inhibited, you might, I'm hesitant to use this word, but like need assistance getting to those parts of self.
Yeah.
Whereas when I did somatic breath work at my yoga, at my retreat, like I felt like I took myself to a place that obviously I can't say it's the same because I've never been there, nor do I think it is exactly the same. But I think I'm like able to get to these places without personally like that type of assistance. And I feel more in control. So that feels safer for me at this point in time.
But I really is so powerful. I absolutely agree.
But I really want to highlight that I see how powerful it could be for so many of the things that you just described. And knowing you've shared with me that like when you do this, it's like a 6-hour ceremony.
Yeah,
and at the end, someone's cooking food and at the end you're eating the food. And like it does sound so beautiful and different than like drugs, right? Like it's so hard to distinguish.
Yeah. I think there's like a really fine line. There's like a very fine line. And even with people in this space too, that I've started to like come across, if people are doing this all the time, it's like, okay, well, what are you escaping? Like, what are you looking for? I think the other side of it too, that I've learned a lot about is like the integration piece of like, okay, well, what did you get from it? And then what are you going to do with that information versus like chasing, you know, a high or doing it as like a party drug, which also like time and place for that too. Like, I think I've like lost a lot of my judgment on a lot of these things, that it's like doing what's really the best thing for you. And sometimes that might be a fun night out, but in these other situations, it's much more of like a sacred, like this is plant medicine. This stuff comes from the earth. Like in a lot of ways, it's not so different from talking about supplements and food. Like we're using the things that is on this planet and that people have been using for thousands and thousands of years. So it just like, it makes a lot of sense to me to go back to earth for like, you know, a lot of the healing, you know, collectively mental health wise, and even like environmentally too. My experience has been like this really reconnects you to being like part of this planet.
And you were living in Colorado where it was legal. So you know that it's gone through safety things, right? That's a
component. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it's decriminalized there, which basically just means that you can't sell it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You do have to like know people to get your hands probably on good stuff. I don't really have advice for that. My partner Q has a podcast though. If you guys are interested, it's called Inside. It's all about the world of psychedelics.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Head on over there. Yeah. I feel like this is not my area of expertise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just like along for the ride.
For sure. Okay. We will hopefully maybe talk a little bit more if people are interested in like the ceremonial side of it. Because like I said, my eyes have been so opened and like you said, like lost judgment and more curiosity. Like I have a lot more and because of knowing like what your experiences have been like. And this question started by me saying like what has inspired the change that we are seeing today? And, you know, hearing that it is by way of these journeys which have connected your healed relationships with your mother and helped mm-hmm. you connect with parts of self. Like, I think it's so interesting to think of using substances, for lack of a better word here, I don't know, as ways to get deeper in touch with yourself rather than numb escape. Yeah, so that is just like absolutely. A really cool concept.
Oh, totally. And you can even use tea ceremonies and things like that too. Like it doesn't always have to, and yoga practices and chanting and like all the things that bring to your retreats too.
But also I do recognize that a lot of people are more inhibited and like being able to drop in quickly mm-hmm. is huge, like yeah. versus what it, you know, takes to get your mindset and into a meditative trance. Yeah. It's different.
I mean, something I can say as like a little comparative, I did another thing that was profound for me. It was like, was this week-long retreat called the Hoffman Institute, the Hoffman Process, and they compare that to an ayahuasca retreat or an ayahuasca ceremony. I haven't done that, so I don't know, but it really takes a week completely off your phone. You are like in it in like a deep, deep way, going through your family stuff, going through your patterns, your behaviors. And that for me to like dig deep, dig out all of the, you know, stuff that has happened in my life and, you know, traumatic experiences, wonderful experiences, to really like go through that and sit with it instead of like going to a therapy session and then getting on your phone, you're forced to like sit with what comes up.
Well, what's interesting, and I want to hear a little bit more about Hoffman, is that prior to you going to Hoffman, we had talked about another popular, I don't know if I want to say self-help, but like popular self-help community, I don't know, like similar, you know, just as popular as Hoffman, but maybe more East Coast. And you were like, this is not for me. And I know previously people have tried to get me to do that as well. And I was like, not for me. Like, what is the vibe difference between Hoffman and other things that you have been like?
I forgot about that. I tried a lot last year. And actually, so that's why this one for me was really, really, really worked well. And so Hoffman is different because it's like a spiritual vibe that comes through. And so it's really about like connecting to your spiritual self in a big way, in addition to doing all of the sort of like therapeutic coachy, you know, like that kind of work of breaking through patterns, you know, limited beliefs, things like that. So I think it's not so dissimilar to a lot of the work that I've seen, but it's like a condensed amount of time. And you're also, they really believe in the catharsis and physically moving through things. So I'm talking like, without giving too much away, this is pretty easy to find. It's like, you're like beating the shit out of a pillow with a baseball bat kind of thing to like move through stuff that you're holding on to.
At Hoffman, you do?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all like a lot of about physical.
Oh, and you don't want to give stuff away because it's like part of the secret, or just like if you go through it, you.
Yeah. You want to not know what to expect when you go through it. I think that's a really important part of it, but it's equal parts. It's sort of like, yeah, there's just like kind of an understood thing of like not giving too much away because for people who go through it, it can be like really, I mean, for me, it was like pretty life-changing in terms of like a level of sovereignty and self-ownership, like self-responsibility. And also just like separation in my partnership too, like showing up as a separate individual versus like solely part of this, you know, sometimes great, mostly great relationship, but that was having, you know, some real hard times. And so it's for me to do that and like completely sort of separate and then choose to rebuild was like a really big thing this past year or two.
That was like huge. You said that all really fast, but if we could just like, if everyone, you don't have to go back, but like to hear what you just said is absolutely gigantic. Because if we piece together, even like without me knowing you, pieces of this conversation, like we know that like New York, you could not find your person. Everybody was incompatible. And there was, you know, fuck boys, for lack of a better word here. just guys that like were not showing up, you know, and you're amazing. So it's just like ridiculous. Then you meet this partner and he's, you know, very emotionally capable and whatever, and allows you to grow into self in a much more whole way, but it's with him. And that can become toxic in itself. You can become codependent in that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was a really big problem. Yeah.
I'm not saying you were, by the way. I'm just speaking generally, truly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was, so it doesn't matter. It's general, I didn't even know that. And personal, it felt like we really sort of collapsed into each other because we were in the pandemic. I mean, we were pandemic romance. Mm. So all of our time was together. It was beautiful. Like, I wouldn't change a thing, but there was definitely like not the, I mean, he moved in after 3 weeks. Mm. So like there was just like instant sort of on top of each other. And I think it was the first serious relationship I'd been in such a long time that like I did lose myself in that and had to sort of, you know, re-choose it. And I remember, we have an amazing couples therapist that's been really huge for our relationship too. And I remember saying like, I just like want this to be like a fuck yes relationship. And she was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't actually want fuck yes. We want like a full bodied, I choose this yes. Mm. Instead of like the early days, fuck yes. Like, I'm so excited about this honeymoon phase. Yes. And so we really had to like step back and decide and equally decide. And it took a while too. There was a lot of time of unknown, but like deep respect and love, but just like, we'll see. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a we'll see chapter too. I think those of us who really like to know the answer and know that we're going to be okay, like that's where some of these tools and practices and supplements have come in to let me know like, hey, I'm good. And a relationship is an amazing addition to my life. And I would love to have, you know, family and all of that. And I'm good. No matter what.
I remember you saying that to me, like, I'm good no matter what at some point over the last amount of time. I don't know how long. And me being like, wow, she is good. And like really seeing that for not just somebody you love, which I do love you, but like even if I didn't and you were just like a random person I met once and you were a female and you could say that, it's so invigorating, inspiring, and uplifting to see a woman and feel that from a woman. And it defies everything we've been told, how we've been raised, even if we grew up in cultures where there were strong women around us. Like, I don't think that that's something really, I never saw it really modeled or verbalized. And I was like, wow, you really, you know, did the work. Everything we've talked about today, plus a million things that weren't spoken about in the last, all because of that huge change from leaving New York and saying goodbye to the only life you knew, near your family, in a very comfortable job, in the best city in the world.
Yeah. It's crazy to think back. And I mean, I love that you're kind of this demarcation point for me. I remember when we had that last conversation and I was really just getting settled in the early stages of that life and in this relationship and all of that. There's just been green lights along the way. That's really the best way I can explain it. Like, even from New York, it's like, I got an apartment on FaceTime. Like, I just packed everything I had in the car with my dog and we went across the country. And it was just like that, when there's that feeling, it's like, hard to even put words on it. I feel like intuition is even a big enough word for it. It's like inner knowing.
When it's not a choice anymore, it's just like, right. You're going, follow. You don't, yeah, just follow
the signs.
I don't know if you remember from your yoga teacher training, or you were like years ago, you did your 200, right? Do you remember the pose like Hanuman or Hanumanasana?
I did a lame training. What is that?
Oh, I actually didn't know it from my first either, which didn't focus on Sanskrit, but it's like splits pose, like doing a split. Mm-hmm. But the story behind it is something about Hanuman, like taking a leap. I'm getting Hanuman vibes from you. It's just like you took this huge leap of faith. And I'm totally butchering the story and its deeper meaning, but like, I'm just picturing you as Hanuman. That's all. If anybody listening is like, yes, or like, she's crazy, whatever.
I love that. I will take that on. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it feels like also it's just been like, there's been like a wind behind my back for a lot of these big decisions. So it doesn't, there's a piece of like getting ducks in a row and like making sure, you know, I'm going to have enough money and things like that for sure. Like I have to be working and things like that's important. And it's important to me, of course, too. But I think like that's just something important to keep in mind too, of like, don't do this with no safety net. You need to have like some net in place.
You really did it as a full functioning adult. This was not a childish move. This was a mature leap, but like, really just a culmination of all of your life work. Okay. So I've taken an hour of your time. I don't want to take any more, but thank you, because I feel like your energy, everybody will be able to feel it. I feel it. Like, I'm so enlivened by this conversation and inspired, and not that there's any change that I could make that looks like yours right now.
But maybe it's just making a different decision. Maybe it's like choosing a different drink tomorrow. You know, it doesn't always have to be these massive things.
It's just the energy. Being around somebody expansive is just contagious, and like whatever that looks like for me when I leave this conversation, it's going to look like for me and everybody. You know, some people are probably going to pack up their things and move, and others are going to, like, you know, write in their journal more, whatever.
yeah that's cool, knowing what's important for you. But yeah, give it a shot too. Like, there's nothing like, you know, you're never going to regret like making a big decision. I don't think most of the time that's going to put you somewhere new with new people. And like, it's actually a lot of times the hard part is like the choice. And then the once it's like in action, it actually, in my experience, is way easier.
Whenever I travel, I have such like more creative brain spurts and connection to self. And I'm certainly seeing that come through your Instagram, even though your journey of nomadic living like just began. So I want to just encourage everybody to follow along in Carolyn's stories specifically, but also her posts, to get like a continuous drip of this exciting liveliness that's coming through you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for living your truthiest life for the third time. This was really a huge, great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you so much.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.